Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. President-elect Barack Obama today says the recession could, quote, linger for years unless Congress pumps unprecedented sums from Washington into the economy. A bad situation could become dramatically worse, Obama says, painting a dire picture, including double-digit unemployment and $1 trillion in lost economic activity. Meanwhile, the Labor Department this morning says that the number of people continuing to seek unemployment benefits has risen sharply. The number of people continuing to claim jobless benefits jumped unexpectedly to 101,000, by 101,000 to 4.61 million. That was above analysts' expectations of 4.5 million and the highest level on record since November of 1982. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 86.84, down 84 points. The NASDAQ at 15.89, down 9. The S&P 500, 8.99, down 6.93.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
The USDA put out their export sales report this morning for the week ending January 1st. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 1.5. Corn this year, 10.3. Next year, 0.8. Soybeans this year, 19.5. Next year, 0.8. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural forecast is AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, we'll look at the conditions across South America where the growing season is active. Brazil's weather today still looks favorable for the majority of the nation with timely rains, periods of sunshine, and that coupled will produce some good crop development potential. Some net drying is expected to continue in the south for the next couple days. Temperatures will get quite warm to hot, but relief will come over the following week in the forms of cooler temperatures, and computer models suggest an increase in precipitation across that area as well. In Argentina, Cordoba will continue to experience favorable crop development potential because of recent rainfalls. Other areas in Argentina are still too dry, but showers are expected starting up late this weekend and into the middle of next week. And again, towards around January 20th, looks like, again, the computer model suggesting that there will be precipitation that will offer short breaks from the moisture and heat stress, and that will temporarily improve crop conditions. In other regions of the southern hemisphere, South Africa's rainfall over the next few days will help to induce better summer crop conditions in the western portion of their production areas. Crops to the east will also improve from the rain, but they've already been in favorable condition. That will just maintain the good outlook for eastern South Africa. And in Australia, eastern Australia will see rain mostly in central Queensland over the next few days, while net drying occurs elsewhere in the nation. Sorghum is quite good, and rain will be needed in New South Wales and in southeastern Queensland. Across the U.S., conditions across the Pacific Northwest continue to deteriorate as they have had heavy snow and more heavy rain, so a lot of flooding in that area. Those storms are taking a track up along the U.S.-Canadian border, and as they move off into the Great Lakes, we're going to get dumps of cold air pushing across the northern plains and into the central plains and spreading towards the Ohio River Valley. And it looks like a very intense outbreak of cold weather is expected, again, starting early next week. Northern plains looking at the arrival of the Arctic air on Monday. And by Wednesday, it starts to spread towards the Ohio River Valley. and some locations across the northern plains are low on snow cover, and that could cause some problems for the wheat crop there. Much colder conditions next week. Some snow cover is anticipated, and it should be sufficient to protect most of the crop against temperatures that may drop to near damage thresholds around the middle of next week, and a close watch will be warranted in that situation. As far as the corn soybean areas in the U.S., their moisture content is coming back favorably, and that does look like over the next week to 10 days, the storm track again taking aim from the Pacific Northwest, Northern Plains towards the Great Lakes, with a secondary area from the Ohio River Valley down towards the northern Gulf of Mexico, looking to get some precipitation to replenish things before the spring planting season starts. But areas across the central and southern plains will be lacking as far as precipitation goes, but no major cold is, and no major damaging cold is expected in that area. Again, the computer models are suggesting that next week may also be a problem for livestock producers across the upper Midwest with some extremely cold air. We're talking non-wind chilled conditions that may drop down into the 20 below zero range across a good portion of the upper Midwest. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 635 down 2, last trade down 6 and a quarter. May, 645 and a quarter down 2 and 3 quarters, last trade down 7 and a quarter. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 610 and a quarter down 3, last trade down 10. May, 626 unchanged, last trade down 9 and a half. July, 633 down 4 and a quarter, last trade down 13 and a quarter. December, 670 down 6 and a half, last trade down 9 and a half. March corn opened at 413 and a half down 3, last trade down 6 and a half. May, 425 down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 6 and a half. July, 435 down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 6. September, 445 down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 6 and a half. December, 458 and a quarter down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 5 and 3 quarters. January beans opened at 983 and a half, down 6 and a half, last trade down 6 and a quarter. March, 985 and a quarter, down 4 and 3 quarters, last trade down 6 and a quarter. May, 990 down 11, last trade down 9. July, 1002 and a quarter, down 9 and a half, last trade down 6 and a half. January soybean meal opened at 294.20, down 80, last trade down 80. January soybean oil opened at 35.51, down 41, last trade down 55. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
We've had a nice run-up over the last 7 or 8 sessions until we had a turnaround tomorrow, and then we had a little bit of follow-through to the downside overnight in the trade. What do you make of this?
Well, really, yesterday in the corn, we just had an inside day on the charts yesterday, and then on the overnight trade, we broke under that 5-week long uptrend line. I have to think for right now, the buying's probably exhausted in the corn. We saw a lot of funds come in here and do buying the first couple of days, the end of last year, or first couple of days this year. We'll be down 5 to 7 cents this morning, I think, in the corn. Export bookings didn't look all that spiffy, just coming in a little above 10 million bushel.
So from a timing standpoint, when do you anticipate another bite at the apple to the upside?
We'll see another move higher probably during the month of February, because that's the month where we look at the spring price for these insurance vehicles.
Turn your attention to the wheat, please. And you talked about not spiffy exports.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we came in on those export bookings at 1.5 million bushel, just probably the lowest that you can imagine. We down 9 to 10 cents. Cheap rates just letting anybody source this wheat into the world market, and we just don't have funds interested in buying there.
And then in the soybeans, please.
The bean market exports came in rather high, end of the trading range, a little over 20 million bushel, old and new crop together. We only needed about just over 8 million bushel to meet the projections. We'll be down 3 to 6 cents, though. Crude oil's lower, the dollar's lower. Interestingly, the beans have been following the dollar's direction, and usually they're just opposite one another. Our overnight market closed rather well in the range after being under pressure later. The Dow again, lower again this morning. It's going to hurt these grains.
In the last 24 hours, the trade has come out with their private estimates for production, winter wheat seedings, carry out, and quarterly grain stocks. Anything in those numbers that caught your eye?
Nothing. And I think when you look at all this stuff, Dave, we've been talking about these numbers for how long and whether we're going to be looking at more wheat, less wheat, what classes of wheat. So I'm not sure that they're going to be all that significant. There'll be a surprise somewhere, but I don't see it with these estimates. Mm-hmm.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock, please.
On the cattle, I think the futures market will be lightly mixed. Certainly we had weak beef cutouts, and this Goldman roll starts today. On the hog side of things, I think we'll be lower again. Cash market's really kind of struggling in here. We'll be down 10 to 50 cents there.
About 25 seconds. Anything else you want to touch on?
I think that for the guy who needs to make sales in this first quarter, he ought to be having offers in above the market.
I hear that a lot from all of our on-air analyst friends. You're in good company. Thank you so much,
okay.
Ellen.
Thank you, Dave.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView, she is in Morton, Illinois, joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now, 9:01 Central Time.